Ikadiyamri, some say like this. Ikadiyamri, Omer Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Hamaver beis hashechi beis erev aloika. If a man shaves off his under his arms or the mokum erva, so he gets malchus for it. There's a lav hatorah. Where's the lav? Mishum, because the pasuk says lo yilbash gever simlas isha. A man is not allowed to dress like a lady. So it doesn't only mean that he can't wear a dress, but it means to say he can't do anything that a lady does. See, we're talking about now that only ladies shave off their hair. It's not a derech for a man to do it. Therefore, if a man does it, he's over this lav. It's called he's being doina to a lady. Therefore, from this pasuk, la yilbaz gever simlas isha, that's the issa. It's brought down lalocha, that if the minig hamokim is that men do it, then it wouldn't be this lav. Because then it's not cool, the man wants to be like a lady, that's already a minig for men also to do it. But next, we have a kasha like this. So it says, like we had before, Havara say you're in a medivrei Torah, a medivrei Seferim. We had a braisa before that says no, if you shave off the hair under your arms, or by the Mokum Erva, it's only Yosef Midirabonin, not Midiraisa. So it's not like Rabbi Chiya Barabam Rabbi Yechanon, that he darshens the Pasuk, Lo Yilbash Geva Sinlas Isha, that Poshkets Mashmets Yosef Midiraisa. And here the braisa says it's only Yosef Midirabonin. So the Moran says, who do you makai Tana? I tell you that this braisa learns like this Tana. The Tanya will learn like this. Hamaver beis hashechiya beis erva. Rav Chiya Baraba that says that you get malchus learns like this Tana. The Tanya will learn like this. That hamaver beis hashechiya beis erva. If somebody takes off the hair by his under his arms or by the erva, his hareza oivim mishum la yilbash geva simlasisha. So such a Tana, there's a Tana like this. So Melo Abchila Rabba Rabbi Yechon holds like this Tana. That's for shaving off under the arms, that's something that an Isha does. Therefore you're over this lav of La Yilvash Geva Simlas Isha. A man is not supposed to put on a clothing of a lady. For the Gemara of a Tana Kamo, Hai La Yilvash Geva my Darish Bey, according to the Tana Kamo that said it's only Yosem Medivrei Seferim, it's only Yosem Medirabonin, Mashmur Midiraisa, though there's no issa for a man to shave off his hair. The question is, why not? Why doesn't he darshan the pasuk this way? But the pasuk says, Lo yilbash gever simlas isha. So my answer is like this. Mi boiler l'kiratanya. He says, we use this pasuk like we learned. We learned like this. The pasuk says, for lo yiya kli gever alisha. A lady is not allowed to wear a man's clothing. Lo yiya kli gever alisha. A lady, an Isha, cannot wear man's clothing. What does the pasuk mean to tell me? If you want to tell me, im shelo yilbash ish, simlash isha, vi isha simlash ish, if the pasuk only means to say, like it says, that a man cannot wear a dress, and a lady should not wear pants, should not wear men's clothing, if so, hare kvar nema tuevihi. The end of the pasuk says it's tuev, it's like disgusting, it's not a nice thing. The Yenkan Tueva must be just the fact that a man puts on a dress, that itself is not a Tueva. So that can't be the only shot in the Pasuk. The Pasuk has to mean more than that. Elo, what does the Pasuk mean to teach us? It means to say, Shelo Yilbash Is Ish Simlas Isha, true. The Pasuk means that a man should not wear a dress, he should not wear clothing of a lady, but the Yashiv Ben Hanoshim, and that he should want to sit between the ladies. That's Tueva. If you want to look like them and be with them and hang around with them, that's already a Tueva. And the same thing, the Isha Simlas Ish. A lady should not wear men's clothing. The Teisha Ben Hanoshim, and therefore should want to sit between the men, that's called Tueva. That's disgusting. So that's what the Pasuk is talking about. He dashes, not that the Pasuk is talking about, you can't shave off your hair under your arms or by the Mokum Erva. Could be Midiraisa, that's Muta. But he dashes this pasuk that an Isha cannot dress like a man and sit by the men. Weiter. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer. Minayin, how do we know? Shalai teitzei Isha b'kli zayin l'mechono, that a lady should not wear a kli zayin armory to go out to fight in a mechono. Talmud Oimer, this the pasuk says, lo yiya kli gever al Isha. that a lady should not wear men's clothing. And a lady, a man, should not dress like a lady. So the kitzur from this pasuk of la yilba la yia kli gever alisha, lady should not wear men's clothing, zeholds, it means even armory. She can't go to fight to have mechama. Ladies are allowed to name mechama ninu, that's the meaning for men to fight. So men has to wear kli zayin, the armory. But for lady to wear armory, to go to fight, that's not mishalaf ha-tayra here. That's the pasuk of la yilbash kli gever alisha. Now the second part of the pasuk that says, v'lo yilbash gever simlas isha, that a man should not wear a lady's clothing, sh'lo yisaken ish pitekuna isha. It means that a man should not fix himself like a lady does. And according to this, that would be isha midiraisam to shave off here under your arms. If that's the way the ladies do, and not the men, so that's called tikuni isha, it's called something that a lady does, therefore a man is not allowed to do it. That's an isha. Like any type of a thing, to put on makeup, any type of a thing, that it's a minhag for a lady to do and not men, if a man would do it, he's over this lav. That's called lav dafka, means a man can't wear a dress, but it means to say a man can't do things that are miyukka that ladies do, and ish can't do tikuna isha. Omar Rav Nachman, it's also a big shalom aloch if you like to look into a mirror. Mikir Adin, the Mechaber says a man cannot look into a mirror even. Because looking into a mirror means you want to make yourself look nice. And that's the meaning of a lady. Ladies look into the mirror to make themselves look nice. But a man, Lachur, should not look into the mirror. What do you have to look into a mirror for? So the hetas brought down is that if a man takes a shave or a man does something, he looks inside the mirror that he should not hurt himself. So the Maisa became already a minhag that men also use mirrors. So therefore the Maisa is mutter to use a mirror also. But on them, when even to use a mirror, to use things to make yourself look nice, that's called the minhag of an isha and not of a man. If the minhag would be for men to do it also, could be then it'll be mutter. Fight. Omar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says like this. Bin Nazir Mutter. A Nazir, since he has to shave off anyway, the hair of his head, so therefore he's allowed to shave off, while he's doing that, he can already shave off the hair under his arm and under, and by his erva. Since he's doing it all together, it could be its Mutter. Like Rashi Tosfos says, Tiksav Achrei Shenazir Maver Kol Sar Roshei, since a Nazir has to shave off all the hair of his head, is Lachashiv Noi V'tikon Lagabi Yosish, but since he's making himself not look nice anyway, he's like shaving off all the hair of his head, so for him to shave off the hair under his arms or by the makom erva, it's not done to make him look nice. So therefore, for nazir be mutter. The Gemara says, though, but for less hilchos kavosai, we don't pasken like him. In other words, even for nazir, still it's also. Omru lei Rabbanan Reb Shimon Bar Abba. The Rabbanan said to Reb Shimon Bar Abba, Chazinu lei the Reb Yechanan, we saw Reb Yechanan, the less lei, that he doesn't have any hair under his arms. So the kasher is, how come? The Higufa says it's chayiv, but you have a rosa. Reb Yechanan is the one that said before you get Malkus, like it. So how come Reb Yechanan himself didn't have any hair under his arms? So Gemoyen says, Omar Lehoin, they answered back to the Rabbanin that Machma Zikna Noshru. The Pshat from Yechim was, since he was getting old, the hair fell out, but not the Pshat that he cut it off, but the Pshat this time it fell out, so therefore there's no Aveir if it falls out. Mor says, Ahu, the Yischayiv Negida Kaimed Rabami. There was a man that had a chiyuv to get Malkus. Negida means the Bezdin of Rabami Paskin, that he deserves to get Malkus. And they're about to give him Malkus by the Bezdin of Rabami. Is the glory of Beis HaShech, when they got him ready to give him Malkus, so they take off his shirt, they saw under his arms, Chazayu Deloy Megalach. They saw that under his arms, he didn't shave off his hair there. Is Omelun Reb Ami, so Rabami said to them, if so, Shifku, leave this person alone. Dei, this person, Min Chavrihu, he's like a Chavri, he's a Chashav Yid. In other words, I said, since he didn't do this, so right, he's a Chashav Yid, so most probably doesn't deserve to get Malkus. So therefore they didn't give him Malkus. The Torah just brings down, the Torah says, Mashman Ami Yocho, even to use a scissors, lav davka tar, not only a razor, but even a scissors also to cut off there on the arms. Well, they serve him. Because that's what he said here, they saw that he had it here. So Mashmi didn't cut it off at all. Mashmi, if he would cut it off, that's also no good. So not only with the razors, even with the scissors also it's also. But other parts of your body, your arms or your feet, could be there at smuta. And so it brings down like that, a Hilchos Gedolos brings down, that says, the Kasha Omar Rav, make a lot of Kogufi Betar. Rav says, you can shave off all your hair. Mace, from this day, the Kasha, that Hamavra, Beis Hashechi, Beis Eva, Reis Eloika, so it's a Stira, and the other, the Hilchos Gedolos answer is, Kika, Marav, Vishari, Vorim. When does Rav say, let us shave off your hair on other parts of your body, on your hands, on your legs? But on the base erva, under the arms, that's where it's also. For the Gemara Mishari, is it true? But Tanya Avara Shara Enim Divretorium with the Reseifrim? So Mashm, no, Mashm, even the hair of the rest of the body, also it's also. I'll call Potim with the Rabbonin. The Yoimari, the Porach Mishu, the Brightest Katoni Stoma, the Avara Sad, the Mashm, the Chomokim, Bem Mishavor, Bem Beshechi, they serve Alma Shar Evorim, Nami Yosa. That would have a mean, no, Mishani. And the Keep Kamara Miss Ryan, Nidu Kama. Ella mash malach prusha liyola mari af b'shar beis hashechi liyola mari af b'shar beis hashechi beis erva the kama rav haino misrayim kain tar. That's what they say there. Well, right. Well, boy minei rav me Rebbe Chiya. Rav is the shalom from Rebbe Chiya. Mao legaleich. What's the law? You're allowed to cut off. Can you cut off the hair? Why is this under your arms? Ma'ala galeich. Is it mutter or not to cut it off? Omalei yasri. He answered back that it's also. Omalei. Aivo kogodol. Where it grows long. It's called the kasher is if it grows long, like Tosis says. Tosis learned the shadow was, ma'ala galeich means piris beis hashech yi beis erva. He allowed to cut off the hair there. And he answered back, it's also. So he answered back, aivo kogodol, Rosh Tosis says. It's going to grow long, the hair there, it's going to bother you. So when the man wants to cut off the hair under his arm, he's not doing it for the purpose to look nice like a lady, but rather he's doing it for the purpose that it shouldn't bother him, should be comfortable. So it should be mutter then. So Gemara says, Amalei, he said back to him, Ba'pachsi, that Zman Yeshloi, it means that the hair doesn't grow forever. There's a zman, how long it'll grow. Kol zman shu gadol noishar. In other words, when it gets too long, it falls off by itself anyway. Like Tosha says, Sheina gadol v'ayla k'shei rosh. The hair on the arms don't grow that long. Like there's a gvul, how long it'll grow. It's not like the hair of your head that keeps on growing and growing. And therefore, v'leketzar, they won't be that painful. Mashma, k'sheina de mischavin l'noya l'notzot l'espe mishum k'legever. So the master from this Gemara here, that if it would have been true, that it would bother you to have so much hair there, then it would be mutter. That's not the issa. The Gemara's whole teretz is that it doesn't grow that long. But if it would have grown long and you're cutting it off to save yourself from tsar, that's mutter. So he says, Vim Kain, Hamistako b'mar, if somebody looks in the mirror, Kedesh la'yech b'v'yatzmai, like he's a crazy shaving, or cutting his hair there, that he shouldn't hurt himself, shari, that's mutter. Because you're not doing it to make yourself look nice. You're looking in the mirror, partially, you shouldn't cut yourself. You used to shave or cut something there and you used to look in the mirror. So if you're not mechav and stam noi, to protect yourself, that's mutter. Boy minei rav merebi chiyah. Mal lochuch. Is the mutter to scratch the hair there? To scratch there under your arms, to scratch there under by the mokum erva. To stam with the kavona that should fall out. Omalei Yossi said, no, that's also also. That's why the Baron Taisa says, the Shalom is Ma Lachtech Leschachech means Kedei Lahashir Sar Beis Hashechi. You want to scratch there, so in order the hair should fall out. The same thing with the Beis Erva. So he said back to him, that's also to do. The Digdoi Mao, what about the scratch through your beged? You're holding your pants. You want to scratch by your pants there? or Malay, this is set back, it's mutter. If I says there, the hair doesn't come out so much, that's mutter. And Nika the Amri, some said that boyi minay betfilo bebigdomau, as while you're davening, can you scratch through your begodim, what's the locha? On this, or Malay Yossi says still it's also. But v'les luchas akabosai. There it's not, there it's mutter. And like Rashi says, Mishum Nechiva and Dena Negei B'Psaroi, Muta Lochach, Kemoi Shor Meskacha B'Kaisel. If your hands are not touching your skin, that's Muta. Like just to scratch yourself, that's okay. Like through the begotten, through your beggar, through your pants. Because there it's not going to touching, you're not touching the beggar, you're not touching the buster itself, that's Muta. The Stam also, then to here, will not come out, therefore then it's Muta.